If you die, how will your online friends know? This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm Bob Collins, in today for John Gordon. Many of you may have the envelope tucked away in a desk somewhere. Scrawled on the front, it's something like, "Do not open this unless I'm dead." And maybe inside you've got the important stuff, the insurance papers, or the locations of key documents. But with more and more of our lives being spent online, who there will know you're gone? And more important, what if there's stuff online your family should know about? Baylor College of Medicine neuroscientist David Eagleman has set up the online version of that envelope called a death switch.
The idea of a death switch is that when somebody dies, they often die with passwords in their heads. This is increasingly common, and whole industries can grind to a halt this way. And when it comes to personal matters with families, the family can't access the email or the bank accounts and things like this. So it's increasingly becoming a problem. And so there needed to be a technology whereby people could send out an email after they've unexpectedly passed away. So it's just a natural extension of the technology. It queries you once a week, and all you have to do is log in with your secret password to prove that you're still alive. At some point, if you were to die unexpectedly, then you won't be able to log in with your password. So then the system goes into worry mode, and it starts pinging you often. It sends you lots of emails. It sends to your backup email. It can even send to a friend's email address. And it says, "Hey, we're worried about you, and please make sure you log on to prove you're still alive." If after a certain amount of time, which you have set yourself, you have still not logged in, the system finally assumes that you have passed away and sends out the emails that you have pre-scripted. So you said who the email goes to, what attachments it has. It can be video, PDFs, any sorts of attachments to the emails. And in this way, you've got a backup system where the people that you care about get to receive the information that they need. One gentleman emailed me, and he said, "I'm elderly, and I have a fear of dying alone in my apartment. So I want to set up a death switch that checks on me every day. And if I don't answer even once for a day, it sends an email to my landlord that says, please come check on me."
Now, what happens if he oversleeps or something and then, you know,
well,
people think he's dead?
Yeah, you get to set the parameters any way you want. So he gives 24 hours before the switch is triggered.
How long has it been up and running?
About, I think, 3 years now.
And has anyone actually died yet?
Well, it's impossible for me to know, and here's why. For liability reasons, I set this up so that the messages are completely encrypted with the highest level of encryption such that I can't access them, and that's for liability reasons. I have no way of knowing what the content of the message is. All I know is when the switches trigger, and they trigger all the time, but I don't know what the content is.
The death switch could morph into more than just a notification system, Eagleman says. You could attach that final video to the email message announcing your demise. Or the final message could be the things you didn't want to talk about or admit to in life. You've got more questions about this, and we've got a much longer interview with David Eagleman on the website, futuretense.publicradio.org. This is Future Tense. I'm Bob Collins.